Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Gambia welcomes all the interventions, and specifically one intervention concerning open invitation to special rapporteurs. We'll continue to work on this. However, I'm pleased to inform this body that we have offered an invitation to the special rapporteur for the independence of judges and lawyers. We're expecting that visit in the second quarter of this year. On the issue of death penalty abolition, both the criminal code and the draft constitution that are currently before the National Assembly are expected to assist us to achieve this objective. Regarding the expedited implementation of the recommendations from the TRRC report, we are making steady progress, but at this stage, the pace at which we move is mainly dependent on the availability of resources. We therefore invite and solicit cooperations from partners and bilateral and multilateral partners to partner with us in ensuring that we continue to implement these recommendations expeditiously. But as we stated in our report, the members of the Commission for the Reparations Commission for Victims have already been confirmed by the National Assembly, and they will soon be appointed and sworn in so that the issues of reparation can take effect as soon as possible. The political will is absolute, and all that we require at this stage of our implementation is partnership and resources. On the issue of intensifying our efforts in fighting corruption, I'm happy to report that last week, as recent as last week, my ministry have put up a call for applications wherein we are going to recruit the members of the Anti-Corruption Commission, which we hope will be established very soon. That will be the institution that will take the fight to the corrupt individuals. On the issue of ratification of some of the outstanding protocols, such as the Convention Against Torture, the CEDAW, the CRC, we welcome these recommendations and we will look into them as a matter of urgency. We are also committed to improving our national health, mental health regime, and a bill to this effect will soon be finalized for enactment. On the issues of trafficking in persons, it is a top priority, and we have recently received some favorable rating from the U.S. State Department Trafficking in Persons report. We've maintained Tier 2 ranking for the last 2 years, and we invite again partnerships and collaborations in this important fight against trafficking in persons. With respect to issues bordering on prisons reform, I'm happy to also inform you that a new prisons bill is almost finalized, and hopefully it will go through legislative process before the end of this year. But also, plans are very much advanced to build a new correctional facility as soon as possible. I'm aware we are currently mobilizing resources to build a proper and befitting correctional facility to help people to learn life skills, so that when they complete their term of detention, they will integrate, reintegrate into society smoothly, and also avoid being repeated offenders. Some other interventions bordered around the issue of affirmative action. I can assure you that there are strong affirmative action provisions in the current draft constitution, wherein special seats have been set aside for women and people with disabilities to enter into National Assembly without going through the normal rigor of political campaigning and voting. Mr. President, Vice President, at this stage, I will cede the floor to His Excellency Professor Kah, our permanent representative here in Geneva and at the HRC, for our closing remarks. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Okay, I understand we, subject to your approval, Mr. Vice President, if we have little time, we will take our intervention from the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Health, and then we have the closing remarks.